Illinois' candidates for comptroller faced off last night in a rare debate. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. The comptroller is in charge of cutting the state's checks. That's more complicated than it may sound. After all, Illinois doesn't have enough money to actually pay all of its bills. Comptroller Leslie Munger, a Republican and former business executive, says she's prioritized social services and put lawmakers' paychecks at the end of the line. But Munger says she had no choice but to pay out millions of dollars worth of bonuses awarded to state employees. She says there's no way to separate bonuses from workers' regular paychecks, which she's mandated to issue by court order.
There's no clarity in the tapes as to whether it's a bonus or not. Those are decisions made in the individual offices by the agencies and the governor, or if it were the attorney general, any of their groups. Those payrolls come in a total group. There's no way to determine which is a bonus, which is pay.
The most vulnerable people in the state of Illinois should really be prioritized, certainly over anybody receiving a performance bonus at a time where we're in our worst fiscal crisis of all time.
That's Munger's opponent, Democratic challenger Susana Mendoza, who's currently Chicago's city clerk. Munger says Mendoza doesn't understand how the comptroller's office works. Munger says Mendoza helped create Illinois' fiscal troubles during her decade as a state legislator. I'm Amanda Vinicky.